Bienvenidos to the 50-50. In this episode, hablamos de las bodas mexicanas and what is typically expected in these type of events, especially for our culture. What are the unspoken rules for the perfect Mexican wedding, qué lo que se espera, and how Jessica and I did ours, slightly different. But before we go on, thank you so much for listening, all 700 plus of you that tuned in last month. We appreciate it. Make sure to also check out our websites for our blogs, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the content there. On with the show. Hey babe, so since it is our anniversary month, first of all, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
In 10 days from now, it is going to be our anniversary. We're recording this on October 10th and October 20th. Vamos a tener cuántos años ya juntos?
Six.
6 years officially married.
Officially.
¿Cuántos juntos though?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. I'm
we
about
started,
to divorce you.
Like dating or yeah. Met you?
Okay, met me. Yeah, how's that?
I met you when I was, I think it was 2000, I don't know, like 2009, 2008?
Mm-hmm. No, 2009. That's about right.
Like at the end of 2008. That's when we like officially met, but We didn't become friends until 2009.
Okay, and then we started dating around
2010.
Mm-hmm. Got married by 2012. Mm-hmm. October 20th, 2012, we got married because yo no quería que el mundo se acabara y yo me muriera virgen.
Yeah, the world was supposed to end that December.
Yeah, December. And I was
we
like,
beat it, man.
I was like, heck no, man. There's no way que se va a acabar este mundo y yo acá sin jaina. Nope, nope. No, God is my witness. Él supo. So we made it happen. I made it happen.
Yes.
So congratulations for staying 6 years with me, babe.
Thank
Gracias
you.
Gracias por aguantarme. Mm-hmm. Y todas mis shenanigans, como este podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Así que, for all my
Honestly,
listeners.
Honestly, I think you should win a Nobel Prize for sticking with me.
Oh, I definitely am. It's coming in the mail next week, actually.
Yeah.
October 20th. By the next day, at the most, I'm expecting it to be delivered. They wanted me to give a speech, pero les dije, no, tengo este podcast, mejor escuchen esto.
Oh, okay.
So maybe next week, I'll announce my acceptance speech then.
Yeah.
Now, for everybody else who's listening, October 20th, I want gifts, okay? I want $50 gift cards to, no?
No, Jesse.
All right, then fine, I guess. I guess you guys listening is my gift enough, you know? Sure, whatever. Anyways. Now that
like,
we're talking about,
share, subscribe.
Ah, sí, por favor. Share and subscribe. Muy importante. Me gustaría eso. But look, babe, since we are talking about Hispanic weddings, porque, pues, o sea, tú y yo somos hispanos.
In the spirit of anniversary month.
Yeah, let's talk about Hispanic weddings, especially, pues, what we know, Mexican weddings.
What would be the most perfect Mexican wedding? The mariachi?
Obviously, mariachi.
Jinete.
Sí. ¿Un qué?
Jinete.
¿Un jinete? Like a knight? Like a Mexican knight?
No, just...
Like a what? What's a jinete?
Como así, como que llegan así en caballo.
Oh,
carruaje y...
Oh, Simón.
Todo.
Pues vaquero. Is that the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Vaquero is like cowboy. No, pues, I'm saying like a cab machine.
Oh, okay.
Que hacen que los caballos bailen y todo el pedo.
Oh, okay.
Of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Sí. Like the Mask of Zorro.
Like Antonio Banderas. I don't remember that movie.
Like Antonio Banderas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. That we were pretty close to that couple, actually.
No.
I can kind of do the accent.
Mm.
Buenos días, muchacha. No me salió. Never mind.
No. Cut that out. That's horrible.
So.
Like.
Perfect
know,
Mexican wedding. Okay. What does it entail?
En una hacienda,
first of all, yes.
Con caballos, mariachi.
Como caballos, mariachis, palomas blancas saliendo.
Palomas blancas.
De las, ¿verdad? De las baskets.
Un vestido así como... Súper exagerado, puffy, de abajo, con una cola hasta...
¿Verdad?
Jalisco,
hasta
you know?
Jalisco, ya. Yeah.
Y luego la corte así como, like, 20 bridesmaids. ¿How do you say bridesmaids?
No sé.
¿Damas?
¿Damas de honor? No.
No. We don't even know what
¿Damas de oro?
No sé, pero damas.
I like how we're giving...
¿Y los hombres cómo se les dice?
I don't know, but I like how we're giving...
Acompañantes, creo que son.
I like how we're giving our own idea what the perfect Mexican wedding
is. We have no idea.
And we don't even know how to call the terms, the terminology behind that.
Pero, son damas, pero no son damas y caballeros. Son damas...
But if the telenovelas have taught me anything, es de que tú, para casarte conmigo, primeramente mataste a tu peor enemiga, your arch nemesis.
Sí, claro.
Que finalmente te deshiciste de mi evil twin brother, right? Y yo me di cuenta.
¿Y quedé embarazada?
No quedaste embarazada porque se murió el bebé, acuérdate. Eso pasó en season 3, uh-huh. You know? Y no me quedé en shock por todo un season, hasta season 4.
Estabas en coma.
Ajá. Y luego yo finalmente me di cuenta que tú were a beautiful woman. You just had to take off your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But you were pretty on the inside the whole time. So, after we realized that, then, boom, we get married. Mariachis, hacienda, vestido.
Chivo y una vaca.
Chivos, vacas, and then we invite...
The party is like a weekend
tops. Invitamos a toda la familia, ¿verdad?
Sí, y los Everybody. Colados, que esté súper lleno
También
de colados.
Que les caigan. That is the perfect Mexican wedding.
Booze.
Yes. Now, did we do any of that?
No, we did nothing. We did not. We did the total opposite of that.
We broke basically every Mexican wedding rule there is to break.
Yeah, there was. I blame Pinterest.
Pinterest is kind of like a huge culprit when it comes to it. Pero yeah. I want to kind of get into it to the why. Why did we break it? Were we trying to make a statement? Queríamos caerle mal a la gente.
Por sangrones, diría mi papá.
Because I was looking back into this list of everything that we broke, and we look kind of pretentious, man. We're like, estos vatos, ¿qué nos creemos?
I was telling my coworker about this, and she was just kind of like, yeah. Que sangrones, you know?
But lo hicimos por sangrón?
No, I mean, we just wanted something that was us, and... We're not 100% that, so.
Exacto. Like, and that's the fact that we couldn't even name the terminology. I didn't even feel 100% comfortable having all the Mexican traditions.
Yeah.
You know, because like, soy mexicano por todo, por sangre y eso, but culturally, nah, not 100%.
Not
you know,
when it comes to that.
I'd be lying. ¿Para qué voy a mentir?
Well, first of all, we wanted to elope.
We did. We wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah, we no queríamos boda.
I was so fed up. Like, oh my gosh, estaba tan enfadada con toda la gente because como que no vas a invitar a tu tío.
El primo de un amigo.
El
know?
Primo de un amigo, el perro también quiere que lo invites.
Ay, me invitó mil veces el perro.
And I'm like, yo nunca he visto a este tío. No sé quién es, no sé cómo se llama, no quiero saber. In fact, the only time I saw them again was at a funeral. And then they asked me, how did you think of your family? And I'm like, I hate him. I don't want to see him ever again until another funeral. My mom knows this. Yo le dije derecho a mi mom. I was like, mom. I love you. I hate your family.
Jesse. Well, because you don't... No es que los odies. Es que no los conoces.
No, I hate them.
So it was like, you know, ¿cómo vamos a invitar a gente que no ni conocemos? We were very, very strict on the list. We were like, nomás vamos a invitar a la gente que realmente queremos.
Que... Y que podemos alcanzar.
No, and that they've been a part of our relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they had to be part of our relationship.
And people that we knew that even after we would be married, that they would be a part of our life, you know? So I think that's why that motivated us to make the wedding that we did.
Hey, let's be real. Eso también de que estar gastando... the average cost of a wedding... Now, I know this because crazy. I used to work in catering. That was my first job working as a caterer. And I worked specifically with weddings. It was my friend Rafa and I. And...
Shout out. New daddy Rafa.
Oh, hey. Congrats to the new daddy Rafa. Take care of that baby Rafa.
He's so cute.
He is pretty cute. He's an off-roading baby.
Nice.
He's already bouncing up and down. Off-road trucks and everything. Rafa already took him to meet the Tecate girls. I know. So that baby's on it, Desdorita.
Nice.
Yeah, take care of that baby, Rafa. Anyways, so Rafa and I, we first had that catering job, and we started noticing how much goes into weddings. It is...
And you were how old? Like 19?
Yeah, like 19. It was ridiculous. It's a lot of money. The catering alone was going around, dependiendo de la barra, dependiendo que tantas cosas querían, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 was not unheard of on just food and drinks alone. That's more than our wedding. That's more than what our entire wedding cost, babe.
Yeah, I know.
So, people on average, it's not unheard of to be spending $20,000 to $40,000 on one night.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, babe. First of all, we don't have that kind of money.
No, and even if we did, that's stupid.
You know,
I mean, to me.
To us, thinking...
That wasn't the priority.
I think we had a very enjoyable, beautiful, memorable night that mm-hmm. we truly, truly hold special to our memories and heart.
Yeah.
Pero lo hicimos sin tanto dinero.
No.
So we had to prioritize. Así que primeramente, no es que queríamos estar de sangrón, invitar a la familia. You know, I'm joking around cuando digo que me caen mal todos. No todos me caen mal. Pero honestly, We didn't have the money to invite everybody. Mm-hmm. Y si es algo que está bueno la raza mexicana hacer y todos los hispanos es popping kids, man. We have huge families.
Oh, yeah. We had no kids, which was a big deal.
Oh, that's another rule. That's right. We didn't want the kids. Another reason why I was so huge on not having kids to a wedding is, again, I've worked weddings.
Yeah.
Y siempre cuando pasaba el baile between the couple, between the mom and the dad.
The beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment. People are crying, taking video. Y el chamaco corriendo en between la pista, you know? And I'm like, yo.
Doing backflips.
Somebody stop this punk kid that's killing the mood, like, you know? I know. So I swore to myself, like, no kids.
And luckily, you met me.
And then you said no kids, too. So we were in the same
page. Well, remember, when it comes we to went that. To a party. Like a couple months before our wedding, or I don't know how many months before our wedding, We went to a party at the venue where we had our wedding, and there was kids throwing rocks at each other because it's like it was an outdoor area, and like
the border
was all palm trees and like rocks,
yeah,
and the rest was cement. But these kids were like going at it con las piedras, y los padres no les decían nada, nope. You know, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, no kids
at this wedding. Some people didn't like that.
No, but they just didn't show up. I was totally okay with that.
It was an invite after all.
Yeah.
Pero again, no lo hicimos por ser sangrones, but, you know, we were there to enjoy our wedding.
Yeah, and we didn't want to think about it or have them be in every shot.
Exactly. Ahí anda el chamaco corriendo. Whose chamaco is that, sepa?
Yeah.
But ahí anda corriendo. Mm-hmm. You know? So we broke the rule of not inviting absolutely everybody in the family.
Yeah.
We broke the rule of saying kids are a no-no. Now, even though kids were a no-no, people were saying, oh, does that mean there's alcohol? No, tampoco.
We did not have alcohol.
Ahora,
that's no open
not,
bar.
That's not because we were stingy. I was down to have alcohol for me. Pero la neta, the reason we didn't have alcohol is because I kind of don't trust my family around with alcohol. All right? No voy a decir nombres ni experiencias, pero... Hablando de experiencias, my sister, cuando ella tuvo la última quinceañera que yo fui, fue la de mi hermana. She was 15 years old.
Obviously.
Well, it's because my English listeners don't know what quinceañera means. So, quinceañera is when a Mexican woman turns 15.
Woman.
And, yeah, because Mexicans say, oh, you're a woman now. So, they have this huge celebration to let the world know that this woman is able to bear children now. And that's why they celebrate the quinceañeras.
Yeah.
So here we are showing off to the world that my sister can pop kids now, you know. And what happens in that quinceañera? There was an open bar. Y mi familia tenía muchos Raider fans. Y otra parte de la familia,
extended family,
they were Dallas Cowboy fans. And those two don't really mix too well.
What's the beef with that?
It's just, if you're not my team, then I hate you kind of beef. And
well, it's because Raider fans are crazy.
But so are Cowboy fans.
Oh, okay.
And especially after they have drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That party was nuts. There was fights. My sister got arrested. Like, the cops came and raided the place. I woke up next to my cousin. I don't know what happened. You know, mm-hmm. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
Y yo me levanté ese día y yo dije, Dios, no voy a tener alcohol cuando no tengo un evento así de importante. Now, I didn't know I was not getting a quinceañera at the time. I really thought I was.
What?
Well, I mean, it was only fair. She was getting her celebration of 15.
It's for girls.
I always thought que el chambelán también era parte de su quinceañera. You know? So, yo me imaginaba, oh,
you
okay.
Always want to make it about yourself.
Well, I always thought like, oh, okay, cool. So, the guy gets some action. So, when I turn 15, all I have to do is find another girl that's 15 and we join it up. Yo soy el chambelán y ella es la morra, you know? So,
oh, wah, wah.
Yeah, I had to wait until I got married to get like
to a have family your moment. Event.
Yeah, my own moment. So, in my own moment, finally came and I said, no alcohol. Sorry, guys, nothing personal, but it's personally, I don't trust you.
Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't have alcohol.
That's another rule broken. Let's talk about the big one. The one that was really making people scratch their heads. Como que like, no, mijo, es que tú no entiendes. Desde mi generación, la generación antes de esa y la generación antes de esa, comíamos birria.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have birria.
We did not have birria.
Or we didn't have tampoco birote.
Tampoco tuvimos birote.
Remember you got so, like, offended cuando la señora. So we did a tasting right?
Yeah, we went.
It was like a pasta. We wanted pasta.
Okay, let's before we get to that, why did we do that? Let's discuss why.
Dude, I didn't get picky with the catering. You were super groomzilla with the catering.
Okay, that's the only thing
I got groomzilla about. Era lo único. Like, sí. Pa todo me decía, sí, whatever you want, ese color, okay, si a ti te gusta, agárralo. Si tú lo quieres, escógelo.
Yeah.
And when it came to the food, I didn't care. I was just like, whatever's going to feed these people.
You were down for birria?
Oh, I didn't care.
I was not down for birria.
I wasn't going to eat birria because I didn't want to get it on my dress. But I was like, if it's going to feed a multitude of people, by all means, birria it is.
Yeah. Como trabajaba. Again, going back to my catering business.
That's right.
I worked so many weddings. And one thing that I learned is that something that makes or breaks a wedding is the food.
Yeah.
The food and the catering service.
It's true. We've been to weddings where the food is
Where the food is, and what do we talk about? How was the wedding? The food sucked. You know, we say those comments.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, ay, estuvo bien bonita, pero. I mean, siempre hay un pero en cada boda, pero.
Sí, I didn't want mine to be food. I wanted mine to be no kids and no alcohol. You know, but food, they had nothing to say against, you know? Because we've gone to weddings que se acaba la comida. I've worked in weddings que the people get stingy with the food.
Or it's cold.
Or they get stingy with the servers or the waiters.
Yeah.
And we have like 1-2 servers for 400 people. And it's impossible to get good service.
See.
So then you have the guests themselves getting up and helping out with the food.
Or the groomsmen and the bridesmaids.
Yo quería que mi boda, si no vas a pistear, ¿verdad? Y no puedes traer tu chamaco, por lo menos, sit down and let us cater to you guys, mm-hmm. You know? Let us cater to you. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy this moment with us. And let's have a good time.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I wanted. So
our wedding wasn't that big, but we still had waiters because you were like, yo quiero meseros.
Yo no quería que mis guests hicieran nada porque I wanted them to just relax, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Así que agarramos meseros. Now, I did choose pasta. I didn't want birria. I felt que era too cliche. God, ay, me caigo gordo just saying that.
Sí, caes mal.
Yay! But
it's done. We loved it.
It was great. We had pasta alfredo, and it was so funny seeing Mexicans eating pasta alfredo at a wedding. ¿Sí o no?
Yeah.
Tan como que like...
The only person who had like thirds was our white friend.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, oh my God, great wedding you got.
The food was amazing.
I love the pasta alfredo. Y todos como que like, y el virote. ¿Dónde está el virote?
Oh, sí, porque we did a... antes de escoger la comida, ¿te acuerdas que fuimos a hacerlo taste?
Uh-huh.
Right? Different caterers, like right. Same meal. But I wasn't in like pasta and then like chicken cordon bleu, which
yeah.
I swear I could envision all the Mexicans like choking on the cordon. So we went for the pasta. And era como la ensalada, la pasta, y luego el pan, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
Y era un virote, like mini virote.
Sí.
And you were like, get this out of my face.
Yeah, here with this.
You went Gordon Ramsay.
Es que no.
Like, babe. You were like, no.
¿Cómo vamos a ir así como que, like, classy, classy? O sea, no es que el virote no sea classy, pero no va con el team. Y now as I say this, I feel people are going to listen to my other episode de que, oh, what you say? We confuse teams. Cállense, okay?
Estábamos muy jóvenes.
Okay. En ese específico día no quería mezcla.
No querías.
Even though que había mezclas.
Well, the thing is, like, you wanted garlic bread.
I did. That's what went with the meal.
Sí.
I went with garlic bread.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you blame Pinterest. What theme of the wedding were we going for?
First of all, yo no me quería casar en octubre. I always wanted like an outdoor spring. And when I say always, I mean like as soon as we got engaged.
Okay.
Yo no era la típica niña de que, ay, cuando yo me case.
Yo sí era la típica niña. Yo sabía que me iba a casar. I was like, you know what? I'm too much of a catch to be alone forever. Like, alguien va a encajar. So, no, yeah, I always had it 100% in my mind that I was going to be a married man.
See?
Married man, six children, yeah.
Oh, well, you're on
no,
your
no,
own.
No, just kidding about the kids. No,
pero
no.
Anywho.
I don't even want to put it out there. I'm just playing about the kids.
No, pero, o sea, yo, pues you know this, yo juego con Hot Wheels, you know?
Yeah, like, you're manly.
You know, my dad's a hunter. Not, my sister was a bigger tomboy than me. Pero pues, las, you know, we're only girls. Mi papá, you know, nos enseñó muchas cosas. Como defendernos en la vida. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I grew up thinking. I don't think any of us grew up thinking or playing wedding or anything like that. So when we got engaged, I was like, oh, I really like spring weddings or summer weddings. But, you know, summer here would be horrible.
It would.
So I was thinking like algo en el spring. You know, I love March.
Yeah.
I love April.
Yeah.
May was pushing it a little. But I did not want like a winter or fall wedding. So I wanted it outdoors and I wanted a farmhouse theme. I blame Pinterest for that one.
Yeah.
But I really wanted like a farmhouse, outdoor, small,
intimate
wedding. Intimate. Yeah. Yes.
And I remember when you showed me the ideas, I was like, hey, that sounds great, babe. Like the whole moment, the whole purpose was for it to be intimate small. From the get-go.
Yeah.
So when we made our original list, it was with that intention.
Sí,
creo it was smaller, actually.
La lista original, I remember que era como, it was like 130 guests.
130 guests, that's right.
We had said 100 at first, but then we made the list and we were like, nah, okay, 130.
It got hard. It got really hard. So we made it to 130. We found a farmhouse location, mm-hmm. nice little, you know, forest town in California.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful farmhouse. The couple was really nice. They were telling
us. They catered on site.
Yeah. I remember he said he was going to make paella, which I've never had up to this date, and it sounded delicious.
I could have had it because I wasn't allergic to shrimp yet.
Yeah, todavía no podía. You still could have had it. That's right. They were really nice. The location looked amazing. It was rustic. It was vintage. It was everything that you showed me in the
Pinterest pictures. Me acuerdo que tenían, que we always talked about it, porque nos gustó ese lugar, porque te acuerdas que tenían un cuartito, dos cuartitos. And we were like, oh, pues en uno me arreglo yo. Y te acuerdas que, que decíamos que en el otro fue que estuviera tu nana.
Sí. Yeah, we said that.
thinking about abuela.
But unfortunately, it couldn't happen. You know? It didn't go through that
Yeah. Way. We got our deposit back because technical difficulties with their permits.
Yeah, basically they were never registered.
They didn't have like a liquor license or an event license, so the cops got to them.
Yeah, basically they had to shut the business down, which was a shame.
It was a shame. So then we had to, the wedding was supposed to be in July because we got engaged in July. So we were like, oh, pues un año después, ¿no? Y ya no pasó. So then we had to do it in town. And that's when we were like, crap, how are we going to keep this list this little when it's in town, because we had the excuse of it being out of town
and the event place was smaller.
So we were like, you know, pues ya no se puede, el que no fue no fue. But now it was in town at our local area, y teníamos como like la pesadez de invitar a todos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we wanted to elope.
Yeah, that's when we said, let's just get out of town, let's just dip, you and I. Yes, tuvo. But you know what, the in-town place, we kept the theme similar, ¿verdad? Sí. Still outdoors, still kind of farm, rustic. I remember one of my favorite things de la boda era the guest book, the sign-in one.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a book. It was a Jenga set.
Yes.
You know, and it's cool because we still have the Jenga
set. Also idea from Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. También. most of it was Pinterest.
But, it fit because the night you told me you liked me, we had been at a cafe playing Jenga.
Yeah, obviously. There were like little personal details they do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Not everybody knows about all these, but...
Yeah, so the Jenga set was because we were playing at a cafe, and that's when I told you at first that I liked you, you know? And we still have the Jenga set, and it's so cool que podemos jugar y está todavía like reading people's messages.
We read all the messages.
It's kind of cool to always look back into them.
Sí.
You know? Hablando otra vez de... la comida, ¿verdad? Pues obviamente no hubo birria. It was cool que la gente had it taste something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And they liked it. They really did enjoy it. Y,
and we had peach tea. It was like a little Olive Garden day.
It kind of was, you know?
Peach tea and water.
Another thing that was different was the music.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have the live banda going on.
No.
Which people was like, what?
Disclaimer, no man. I feel like people are going to hate me after I say this, but... No puse el caballo dorado.
Oh, sí, cierto. No lo pusiste. God, we're so pretentious, man.
I was like, I do not want the caballo dorado.
What was our deal back then? We really wanted to make a statement.
I was young.
Yeah. Young, dumb, and broke. We had DJ Rerun. Shout out to DJ Rerun out there.
I doubt he listens to this. But anyways, I told him, I was like, por favor, no voy a poner el caballo dorado.
No. He put Gangnam Style instead.
Which is fine. Because we danced that.
We danced bachata as our first song.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, there you go. Now that I'm thinking about it, for all those who are saying, oh, well, how come you didn't want the fuse of the birote? Nah, suck it, because teníamos bastante fuse already. Mira, teníamos fusion in the sense de que teníamos mexicanos comiendo pasta, bailando bachata, no teniendo banda, you know? Like, our wedding was different.
No teniendo cerveza.
Yeah, our wedding was pretty different.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, your Dominican friend had fun.
Yeah, he had a blast. He was dancing bachata and merengue all night long.
So, más pusimos salsa, bachata y merengue. Unas cumbias.
Unas cumbias.
Pero casi no banda.
Y no los pusimos para caer gordo a la gente.
It's just the music we like to dance to.
Yo no sé bailar banda tanto. Like, I remember the first time I met you, literally the first night, we were at a wedding that you crashed. Oh, God. Right?
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because you weren't invited to this wedding.
Yes, I was. No, you were. Not by the bride, but, yeah. But I was invited.
And I met you, and I was like, oh, look at this girl that's sitting down there. Now, I wanted to dance with another girl, but...
Yeah, I wanted to dance with somebody else, too.
I didn't want to be forward with the other girl. So I used you at first. I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to dance with this chick that's sitting down here.
I was like the cushion.
Yeah, you were. And you were just sitting down. I was like, hey, ¿quieres bailar? And I remember the first thing I told you. We were dancing, and it was kind of like a slow banda. Y te pregunté, did you know that this wedding was supposed to be pink and green? Because it was pink and black. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, wow, that would have been really ugly. And I'm like, yeah, it would have been like that eye mascara color thing.
I was so impressed that you knew what the color mascara was.
And you gave me that same laugh. And I first thought, oh, this girl's in love with me. No, cierto. That's not actually what happened. You were not in love with me at all.
No, I wasn't.
No, because I stepped on your toe shortly after
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. And I had open toe shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Dolió.
And you shortly...
Y tienes una patota, dude. Like, size 12. Estás pesado.
And shortly after... We sat down. We basically kind of sat
Pero
each other down.
Pero ¿por qué me sacaste a bailar banda si no sabías bailar banda?
Because I kind of like knew that they were only going to play banda that night. Ahí sí tenían banda en vivo. You know, like, esa sí era una boda mexicana. Like,
a lo fronterizo, pero sí.
Pues sí, pero pues, o sea, todavía. Era like bien Sinaloa. You know what I mean?
You've never even been there.
O sea, according to the novelas que he visto, era bien Sinaloa. So, yeah, cool wedding. But I knew that since they were only going to do banda... I was like, okay, let me go practice before I dance with the girl I really want to dance with.
Oh my God. Are you being serious or are you just being funny for the podcast?
I'm being 100% real, babe.
After 6 years, I don't think I've ever heard you say this.
Es que I wanted to dance with this other girl, pero como lo más iban a bailar banda, dije, okay, déjame ir a practicar con esta mujer acá, right? And then I'll get it. Y pues así le vamos a hacer, you know?
Qué machín, qué fregón.
But you know what? At the end of the day, la con quien sigo bailando es contigo.
Mm.
You know it, baby.
Más te vale.
You know, so even though I'm thinking about this a little bit more, la boda en sí, no era necesariamente para ser sangrón. Even though when I'm looking at the list, I feel like a sangrón.
Super.
No era eso.
Me too.
It really wasn't, you know?
No, we just wanted it to reflect us and...
Yeah.
And I wanted something beautiful and I wanted something made from us. You know, we did everything from scratch.
A lot of the things that we had were things that were unique to us. Por ejemplo, sí. La música. The reason why I learned bachata, merengue, and salsa so well is because I went to the Dominican Republic, have gone there multiple times, months at a time, and I really learned how to dance it.
Sí. Y me enseñaste.
Y te enseñé yo a ti, yeah. You know? And when we were dating, that's what we would dance. You did give me a chance with banda, pero we all know how that
turned out. Sí, me gusta más lo suelto, to be fair.
Yeah.
Y en realidad la banda, pues, no mucho.
Es un baile bien machista.
Si la hace bailar, pero si el hombre sabe dirigir, I can follow it, you know.
Sí,
but bien. I don't know how to dance it on my own, you know.
And that's one of the hardest things to practice la banda because like you lo decía a los guys, okay, stop being weird, agárrame from the waist y enséñame cómo bailar. You know?
Nadie te quiso enseñar.
Nadie me quería enseñar.
En la República pues te
menean ellos todos, sí. Like todos siempre están meneando, you know, like se levantan meneando. Se acuestan meneando, you know, like
everybody. Nacen bailando, okay.
Yeah. And no hay the social stigma of dancing with someone like here.
Oh,
con
sí.
Los mexicanos, la cultura hispana de sí. Nosotros.
Bailas dos canciones seguidas con una muchacha y ya te casaste.
Sí, es know? Como que, like, no, get a room, you know.
Ya fornicaste.
Ajá. Y en la República es like, no, we're just dancing, it's all good, you know. So that's why I learned to dance it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Pinterest farmhouse style, you really liked it. It was really pretty, simple, and elegant.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
And that's what you are. You're pretty simple and elegant, babe.
Oh, thank you.
Sí, you know? La birria, no frieguen, raza. Saben que hay birria en todas las otras bodas, okay?
Y fiestas en sí, like no tiene que ser boda.
Exactly. It can be a birthday, it can be a quinceañera, it can be a funeral. Hay birria. Hay birria, hay birria.
Baby shower.
O sea, like, get birria. Over it, you guys. No, nada les costaba having pasta one night.
Hey, pero, like, mucha gente ya ha cambiado el estilo de comidas.
They have, yeah.
Sí, en realidad.
I've been seeing a lot more chicken, like little macaroni salad. Yeah, you know, so.
Otra cosa que yo nunca había mirado, pero yo no sé, o sea, ¿de dónde salió eso? I don't know where I got it from. I just decided it because I don't have brothers.
What?
That my parents both me entregaron. It wasn't just my dad.
Oh, that's right.
It was, I had my dad on one side and my mom on the other side.
Well, it was because your mom has a say in it.
No tuvimos, ya me acordé la palabra. No tuvimos chambelanes.
Oh, sí, cierto.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
Like, chambelanes.
We didn't have groomsmen. We don't have bridesmaids.
Nope. It was just your parents walked in first and then.
Okay, first of all, we don't have a lot of friends.
We had a little bit more back then. We don't have all of them.
Because usually for groomsmen and bridesmaids, isn't there like five or something?
It's no sad. I've been to weddings where it's like 20 people in a corte. And it's crazy. It's like 10 girls and 10 guys, you know?
Other than my homies from back in the day, you know, Rafa, Tito, Martin, Gabriel, like mm-hmm. Orlando. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I mean, we had our witnesses, but we didn't have a flower girl. We didn't have. I mean, we had the capacity for it. We have family.
Right.
You know, but it was just something that I didn't want to deal with it, to be fair.
You didn't want to be Bridezilla.
I did not want to deal with it. I was just like, pónganse lo que ustedes quieran ponerse. Arréglense como a ustedes mejor les acople el cuerpo. Porque ese es el problema, ¿no? Cuando tienes una cortesota. Everybody's body is different. Cada quien tiene sus gustos diferentes. Alguien siempre va a llorar porque no le gustó el vestido o el color o eso. And I was just like, I was super chill, you know, like, wear whatever you want. It's not about
you
coordinating. It's not about, no, it's just, let's have fun. Like, let's enjoy this day. I want you to be happy with what you're wearing. I want to be happy with the day and see. No quiero estar pensando en que, you know, ahí andan dos muchachas que están enojadas conmigo porque no les gustó el vestido or
right.
something.
Hablando de, like, the chili, yes, so, like, how much did we spend on the wedding? Do you remember? Aproximadamente, it was, like, I want to say $5,000.
No, I think it was more like seven.
7,000?
If you count the rings.
Oh, well, no, I don't count the rings.
Ah, those is like 55
yeah.
to six.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right? So, I think when I was thinking how I'm going to use this money, which first of all, it was all our money.
Yeah.
Right? There were some things that our parents helped us with.
Some people gave us some stuff.
Like flowers. Some people gave us some money for some invites. Yeah. But the grand portion of it, like a good $4,500 came from us. Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Plus the rings I bought on my own.
And the honeymoon.
And the honeymoon.
Okay, so yeah, like seven.
Well, no. But just the wedding alone. You know, like, I'm just saying, like, if I'm going to spend that much money for that one night,
mm-hmm.
and it's for our moment,
see.
There is nothing wrong and there's nothing selfish thinking about what you and I want.
Sing.
Everybody else is welcome to come here, and I hope they enjoy the experience, but it's our vision, you know?
Sí.
And for the most part.
Y yo tuve que hacer como el plan original de farmhouse, outdoorsy, here.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
It was.
Pero, pues, you know, we should put some pictures up on the blog.
Yeah, we probably should. Some of the, especially the wedding pictures that we took when we were, like, just in the desert. You know,
yeah.
People always ask, like, oh, did you go, like, somewhere special? Like, nah, it's just out here in the yard.
Well, we went there because it was special.
For us.
For us.
Yeah. We'd off-road a lot.
Our friend, our first picture, Ding Dong.
Wait, what?
Remember our first picture? We were out in the dunes.
Yes, the sunrise picture.
We were watching the sunrise and our friend was with us. We weren't even dating yet.
No.
And she was like, oh, or I don't know whose idea it was, but it was like, oh, let's get off and take pictures, right? Because the sun was coming up and we took pictures of her And then she was like, oh, ustedes dos. And we looked into each other's eyes.
Did we like each other at that point?
Yes, we did. But like, we hadn't like confessed it. Yeah. 100%. Like, I think you had told me.
You friend zoned me.
And I friend zoned you.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, nah, I see you as a brother, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And then
A sexy brother. A sexy brother. I just want to like
throw. Hey, I didn't grow up with brothers, okay? I wanted a brother.
Yeah, I'm but sure anyways. You did.
And so she's like, oh, así como que. I don't know if she was trying to back you up. I don't know. We should ask her.
We should.
How that came about. But anyway, it was in that like deserty scene.
Same place.
And we went back for our wedding day and we took the pictures there.
Yeah.
Our, ¿cómo se dice? Our bridal pictures there.
But I mentioned Afro because I proposed to you in the sand dunes.
Yeah, but that was at a different location, which we should take but pictures it was there.
Under the same concept that could like, you know.
Porque hay pura tierra aquí, así que más quieres.
No, pero o sea, la gente can either like accept que vivimos en un desierto, mm-hmm. vale churro, mm-hmm. or embrace it. We embraced it. We went off-roading a lot. It. You know, like I fell in love with you off-roading, you know, like this.
I mean, I can ride a quad.
Yeah.
I can ride a, what's the other one?
What, a UTV? Side by side, the rhinos?
No. I've never drove those. No, the three wheelers, not a quad.
The three wheelers.
That's what they're called?
The ATCs.
Clutch, dude.
Yeah.
I knew how to drive those.
Okay.
And you were like, ooh, sí, this chick.
Okay, sí, pero luego yo te subí en mi moto y te subí en dos llantas, popping the yeah. wheelie up a hill. Y yes. dijiste, oh my
God. That was a good moment for me. I was like, oh my God, I'm on this motor, what is it? A quad.
Oh, God, I looked so hot in those days, too, man.
You were popping a willy with me in the back, and I was just like, yes.
I was popping all kinds of things. I'm yeah? ready. I was just popping in general.
I'm ready for this ride.
Oh, girl. And then 20 years later, the king was, 20
years later. Oh, calmante. It feels like it.
It does. It honestly does, you know? Yeah. It's been a good ride so far, babe.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hopefully, we have another six.
I mean, no promises.
No. Well, I just like kind of like expected, like, you know, like every anniversary we make a podcast. Mm-hmm. Y luego no llega el sexo because like me muero from like some like stupid reason. I always feel like I'm going to die for the dumbest reason. Like kind of like when I was watching Mythbusters. Y did you know that you can die because you are driving your car, especially those old school cars that didn't have like a neck support, and you hit the brake really hard. And let's say that there is a Kleenex box in the back of the seat del carro.
No te creo.
It goes out flying, and if it hits you in the neck, if you're going like 45 miles an hour and you stop.
Only 45?
Only 45. It can come at you with enough speed to crack your neck. And the Mythbuster guys confirmed it.
That you can die?
That you can die.
Así te vas a morir.
In the episode I saw that, dije, así me morí yo. You know? Because it's only a matter of time before I buy an old Cadillac. Oh, and I have God. Allergies. You know,
but you don't like Kleenex.
But my mom does.
You mom's think like, Kleenex is a conspiracy theory porque tiene el polvito ese que te hace sneeze.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. Oh my God, ni el caso.
Kleenex is a conspiracy. Qué casualidad that you are sneezing right and your nose is super sensitive. Y sacas one tissue and magically like spores come out of it, like just dust particles coming at you. See? 100 miles an hour, and what happens, you breathe it in and it makes you sneeze more, and guess what you need?
More Kleenex.
More, bruh, that's a conspiracy all day long.
Oh, gosh.
So because I'm not gonna use it, mi mamá dice, mijo, toma mijo el Kleenex, and I'm gonna chuck it to the
sí,
back.
Tu mamá siempre tiene Kleenex.
See, so I'm gonna chuck it to the back. And there it is.
Mm.
Now it's only a matter of time before a puppy crosses the road. You diga, no, puppy, no. You know? Yeah, no more Jesse. That's it. And it's all going to happen 1 month before our 12th anniversary.
But you know, if you die that way, it'll make a good story. And
it would.
And that's all what you're about.
Hopefully by then, like, our podcast is still going. Then you have to go and, like, tell the story. That'd be great. Please do me that favor.
No okay? one's going to listen to this podcast if it's just me, Jesse.
Yeah, it is, babe. Yeah, your mom for sure.
Leave a comment down below if you think if you would still listen to this podcast.
No, our most popular podcast is our first episode, which is with you on it.
Okay,
our cool. second most popular is Con La Madre.
Oh, of course.
La Madre a toda madre, you know? All right, babe, I think that's where I'm going to end it. You know, happy anniversary month. Somos sangrones, apparently. were kind of pretentious because we wanted to make a statement when we got married.
I don't think it was. I don't know. I'm going to defend myself because it wasn't. We weren't trying to make a statement. I just wanted things
to be us.
I just, yeah.
It's not our fault que no soy 100% Mexicano. Like, I want to, pero, like, I don't know, like, más aparte de Tijuana, Ensenada, you know, tal vez tengo una idea de lo que es Jalisco y Guanajuato, because my friend Rafa. The only reason I know about Guanajuato is because Rafa went there and showed me pictures of las momias.
Guadalajara, you know? También, maybe.
That was it, you know? And I hear that it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And apparently my dad might
I've been to Mazatlán.
Ah, there you go.
A long time ago, though.
Apparently my dad might be from Zacatecas.
Might? Yeah, he doesn't know?
He doesn't know.
Oh.
You know? And that's it. So, if I'm not 100% Mexican in that cultural sense, mm-hmm. ¿qué negocio, what business do I have poniéndome el charro y creyéndome Ramón Ayala or something?
Me acuerdo que me decías, babe, voy a llegar en un caballo. ¿Te acuerdas que me decías? And I was just staring at you and be like, I will walk out. I will not. I will not.
I would look like a discount Pepe Aguilar, you know? Just like a discount version of Pepe Aguilar.
¿Pero quién es Pepe Aguilar?
El gordito charro.
¿Qué canta?
¿Qué canta Pepe Aguilar? You see what I mean? ¿Qué canta Pepe Aguilar? Guys, leave a comment down below if you know
what Pepe... El que está bien altote.
Sí.
Ah, sí, sí.
He has a tequila now.
Ah, sí.
Sí.
Por mujeres.
Tan divinas.
No, eso es Vicente.
Crap.
No, por mujeres.
Como tú. Ah,
that
sí.
That one, right?
I think. Hay hombres
como Our friends from Mexico, please help us out.
Yeah, por favor, leave a comment. Let us know what Pepe Aguilar songs you guys like. Which one's your favorite
one? I'm going to YouTube him after this because I seriously... I think it's a really tall one. See? Yeah, you would look at like the discount of him.
I would.
Y no me gusta el bigote.
Ni el bigote.
Ni te gusta el bigote.
That's the name of this podcast. No bigotes, no bigotes. Yo, thank you so much for listening to you guys. See you next week.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, babe. I love you.
I love you too.
Do you know?
Yes.
How much?
6 years worth, Jesse.
All right, babe. See you next week. 50-50. That wraps up today's episode of the 50-50. Muchas gracias de nuevo, you guys, for really tuning in. Si les gusta lo que escucharon, let us know. Like, share, subscribe, all that jazz when it comes to our podcast. You can go directly to our website, the5050.com, the50fifty.com. Feel free to share our podcast, share our website. In the website itself, you'll also see our blog posts that are directly related to the podcast episodes. In the blogs, basically you see my take on the whole subject, and I would love to keep the conversation going through there as well. So please check them out, leave a comment, join our subscription so you can stay up to date to our latest posts. And once again, guys, we can't thank you enough for tuning in, for listening, and for all the support. Thank you for listening to The 50-50.